السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Sunday morning. اختصار، may Allah bless you and the family with عافية خيرية. حضرت مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, is the 22nd of Ramadan Mubarak 1446. We all are aware that in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, occupied Palestine, and majority cities and countries of the world, today Sunday is the 23rd of Ramadan Mubarak. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Ola, today we focus on chapter 24, Surah An-Nur, the radiance and effulgence, and verses 46 to verse 50. Almighty Allah Jalla Ola informs us, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ لَامْ فَقَسَمْ. So by Allah, Allah takes an oath. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَقْسَمَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذِي شَانٍ. Our Honorable Ustad and Shaykh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah, buried in Istanbul, writes in his tafsir, verily Allah only takes an oath on something that's very, very important and significant. So by Allah, definitely, Anzalna, we revealed. Allah is one and alone. So why does Almighty Allah use the term we to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty? And when you study Semitic languages, then you will know Arabic, Hebrew, Yiddish, Syriac, all this fall under Semitic languages. So for reverence and respect sake, plural many a time is used. So verily, by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we have revealed Ayatim Mubayyinat, the verses which are explicit and make things so clear. But when people themselves, the tap is open, they put the glass or the cup upside down, then who do you blame? So that is what you see today. 7 billion people not interested in the truth. Their aim is just to eat, drink, sleep and enjoyment. So that is why you find the world is in such a mess. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And Almighty Allah will guide whosoever He wishes ila siratim mustaqim, to the straight path. Here also we should take lesson from here. Why do people go astray? Why does Allah lead them astray? Allah Jalla Wala gives everyone a fair chance. But human beings themselves, they love shortcuts and loopholes. فَلَمَّا زَاهُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Chapter number 61, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, when they, the human being themselves, they want to deviate from the path which Almighty Allah chalked out for them, then أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala lets them go astray. So the initial decision comes from them. Chapter 61, Surah Saf, making the rose in the army, in salat, in prayer. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهَدِ الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. And Almighty Allah will not guide the people who are the fasiq. Fasiq means you go beyond the parameters and boundaries. Normally, not everywhere, but normally, most cases, When the word fasiqeen is used in the Quranic context, remember it refers to non-Muslims. And for us Muslims, so you must remember, how come we see people who are non-Muslim, then suddenly they get motivated, inspired, and then they bring iman and they become Muslims. And some of them have become such good Muslims, they become true ambassadors for Islam and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us about them also. How do they embrace Islam? Because they're making inabat, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ, and He, Almighty Allah, will guide those who are turning towards Him. Their quest is for justice, their quest is for peace, their quest is for the truth, and that you will only find in true Islam. Chapter 42, Surah to Shura, verse number 13, and they all met Allah. Shura means consultation. So when a person is a talib sadiq, he is seeking the truth and he is sincere, Almighty Allah will bless him with iman and Islam. Now from here, verse 47 to 50, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. Hypocrites were there during the time of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they are rife and rampant today. And Almighty Allah has dedicated an entire surah, chapter 63, 11 verses it comprises, and entitled Suratul Munafiqun, chapter 63, the chapter regarding the hypocrites. So therefore remember, that is a big threat to Islam. وَيَقُولُونَ, they are the people. See, Allah Ta'ala uses it in the present tense and the future. So they'll be available today also. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ, they say, we bring iman, faith, conviction in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَأَطَعْنَا, and we will be obedient. But when some time passes, then they show their true colors. Thumma, subsequently, thereafter, yatawalla fariqun minhum, one group of them, they turn away. From them, from these so-called Muslims, min ba'di dhalik, after that, Almighty Allah states, wa ma ulaika bil mu'minin, they never were believers. People who say today, you must have interfaith, and the Jews and the Christians and their priests and rabbis are going to Jannah. These people are murtads, out of the fold of Islam. Kain and mankan, whoever it is, they can be a doctor, they can be a scientist, they can be a politician, they can be whoever. So they were never Muslims. Wa ma ulaika bil mu'minin. So we need to be clear on these type of issues there. There's no such thing as interfaith, and there's no such thing as mass iftar, interfaith and mass iftar by the beach. All these are haram activities to snatch away our iman. Thereafter, Almighty Allah speaks of the hypocrites. وَإِذَا دُؤُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, when they're invited to Almighty Allah, the Quran Sharif, وَرَسُولِهِ, the Sunnah Mubarakah, to Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ, Allah will pass the verdict, the Quran Sharif. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will pass the verdict, the Sunnah Mubarakah. إِذَا, suddenly, فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُؤْرِدُونَ, one group of them, they keep on turning away. Instead of embracing the truth, they embrace the batil and the falsehood. You see, the Arab countries, the Muslim countries, majority of them, they fall in this category. Majority of the rulers are murtad and munafiqeen, out of the fold of Islam. But وَإِيَّكُلْ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ, but if there's any truth for them, any due for them, any benefit for them, and then remember that that is their religion. And what is their religion? So you must remember, they will look at expediency. How can I benefit? You see that? Whether it is truth or false, that doesn't matter. Ya'atu ilayhi muz'inin, then they will come quickly muti'een, and they'll be very, very obedient. Yes, we want our share from the booty, from the spoils of war, but they never even participated in the battle. So Almighty Allah poses the question, Afi qulubihim marad, what is their illness, sickness in their heart? Meaning, is the nifaq, hypocrisy in their heart, 100%. Allah is confirming it. Amir tabu, or do they have doubts? Therefore, Imam Malik rahimahullah said, Al-Imanu yazid wa la yanqus. Iman will only increase. It cannot decrease. If it decreases, it becomes shirk. And shirk and doubt is kufr and blasphemy. So understand this, yeah. We have to eliminate and eradicate the doubt which people bring in our hearts and in our minds regarding Islam. Am yakhafun, or are they fearing, ay yahif Allahu alayhim wa rasuluh, that Almighty Allah Jalla wala and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will oppress them. Will oppress them? The word yahifa, ay yadlim. So what do they think? Allah and Allah Jalla wala's messenger, final messenger, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will oppress them? Nay. Bal, nay, the truth of the matter is, ulaika humu zalimun, they are oppressing themselves. They are the tenpot dictators. They are the ones who are doing the wrong. But they look for scapegoat, and then they'll blame everybody else beside themselves. So these are the qualities of the munafiqeen. Daily, O Muslim, make this dua. Read with me. Allahumma, Inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri. O Allah, I seek your protection from kufr, blasphemy. Wa shirki, polytheism, I seek protection. Wa nifaqi, and hypocrisy. These are the three groups. Almighty Allah condemns them to Jahannam and the hellfire forever and ever. Eternal doom and gloom for the kuffar and kafirin. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64-65. For the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, polytheists. For them, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, the women, verse 48, Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Verily, Allah will never ever forgive them. And as long as they are sane and mature, and they did all these actions and committed all these speech to whatever shirk, then there's no forgiveness for them. And then the munafiqeen, they will read salat with us, they will pray with us, they will be fasting with us, but in the heart there is no iota of iman and faith and conviction, that they just want to be the winning side. So for them, remember chapter 4, Surah Nisa, the women, and verse 145, Innal munafiqina fi dharkil asfali minan nar, they will be dispatched to the lowest, lowest layer of Jahannam and hellfire. Allahumma ihfazna min, Allahumma jirna minan nar, Allah protect us from Jahannam and hellfire. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 22nd Ramadan, 1446 South Africa, and other countries the 23rd. So we're coming nearer and nearer towards Eid now. So these are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. We find the jutlas, the haramis, Hitler's children, the swines and the pigs. Remember there in occupied Palestine, what they call Israel. In the past 24 hours, they martyred and murdered 32 people in Gaza alone. And in the past 48 hours, more than 100 were martyred by them. And the world looks on because Trump is saying this is right what they are doing. So the Americans must be dismantled. Trump must be dismantled. And the Israeli regime must be dismantled. So that is your modern democracy. This is your modern human rights. 50,000 people almost dead, according to their official figures. We say it's over 250,000. 250,000 people martyred, murdered in this genocide committed by America, Israel, Britain, India, and all these haramis put together. If you don't know what is the meaning of harami, then it means an illegitimate child. Illegitimate child is two kinds of word, so it means a bee, and a very big bee, and you can quote me anywhere in the world. Israel murders and kills 8 people in Lebanon last night. They can kill, they can murder, whether in Syria, whether in Lebanon, whether in Yemen, or whether in Palestine, and the world must look the other way. But if a jutla or a Jutli gets killed, if a Jew gets killed, then the Zionist media will make such a big noise. Well, our fatwa and verdict is, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Everyone is a legitimate target. You come to Palestine, you come to Gaza, you come in uniform, or you come otherwise, you are a legitimate target. Remember that. If you want to dismantle Hamas, don't you understand? You kill my father, you kill my brother, you kill my mother. What will I do? Whatever means I get, whether it's a knife, whether it's a gun, I'll put a bullet through you. I will stab you. I will harm you. So that is what they see. But Quran says the Jews and the Jutlas are a nation. Chapter number 59, Surah Hashr, verse 14. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They got no brains. They got no intelligence. They got no intellect. They are like swines. They are not like swines. They are swines. And they are pigs, Quran calls them. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. And monkeys, and their rabbis are like donkeys. Look at chapter 5, verse number 60 of the noble Quran. And chapter 62, verse 5, all this enshrined in the noble Quran. The Haaretz newspaper headlines, Netanyahu is destroying the democracy in Israel and killing the hostages. Everybody suddenly is speaking about the hostages. What about the hundreds and thousands of Palestinians that are tortured and raped and incarcerated for the past 80 years approximately in Israel? How many were martyred? How many were murdered? You don't even know about them. These are the double standards of the West, and these are the double standards of the white person. They think that white is right and the West is the best, but Allah, Jalla wa Allah, will dismantle all of them. Ajil and ghayra ajil. Very, very soon. Nasrun min Allah. Wa fathun qareeb. The victory is near. And Allah's help will come. Istanbul, the marches are carrying on. And now Erdogan is fighting for his political life. Thus also, not that I got nothing to do with Erdogan. But remember that he's better than all these other characters. These other characters, remember, will become 100% sidekicks of Israel and of America and so forth and so on. The Taliban said that the U.S. will be lifting, or has lifted, the bounty on three of their people. One is the minister, Sirajuddin Haqqani. You know, America, if they want to apply sanctions, they can do so. They want to put a bounty on your head, $1 million, $10 million, they can do that. But if the Muslim does that, and we say $10 million, $1 million for Netanyahu or Trump, then you will see what names they will call you. They will tell you, you're a terrorist, you're an anti-Semite. Go to hell, man. We're not interested in your people's terms. We saw what you are. Gaza has shown the world who you are and what you are. You are the biggest terrorists and you are the biggest murderers on earth. Therefore, we have nothing to do with you. Listen to what Witkoff has to say. Witkoff got no brains also. He is the personal special envoy of Trump to Palestine and Israel. Witkoff criticizes the EU. The EU, Germany, France, Britain are now trying to get a ceasefire. He tells them, go to hell. Don't speak about ceasefire. He says the two-state solution is not good. Can you imagine that? So that also was dead before it was born. But at least they had it on paper. So now they want to go for that. It must be one state and Jutlas only. And the Palestinians and Gaza, they must be expelled. Nobody will be expelled. We will fight till the end. and we will expel the Jutlas, and the Jutlas will be kicked out, and we will get victory. As mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 17, verse number 7, the Ummah today doesn't read Quran. Hardly got any Iman left the Ummah today. Let's be honest about this. You look at your Muslim rulers, you look at the Muslim public, very few are really dedicated. Part-time Muslim, Ramadan Muslim. After Eid, then you will see the true colors. The masjids will be empty. See, next one. UAE, your new rulers, where you go for holiday, where you fly on their airlines, Emirates and Etihad. UAE, MBZ, Pakka Murtad Harami, will be investing in the US economy. $1.4 trillion. $1.4 trillion. These are your leaders. Pakka Murtad Haramis, MBS of Saudi, MBZ of Dubai, Abu Dhabi. 44 killed in a mosque at Niger. All this ISIS and them, they were manufactured by Israel. How come they never attack Israel? So these are the children. You remember Hillary Clinton? Yesterday I sent out on my Twitter, on my X account, that the body bags of the Clintons, how many people Bill Clinton killed, how many people Hillary Clinton killed, their own bodyguards, once they got information of what really is happening and the corruption, then they got rid of them. That is your American politics, understand that. So we're going to name them, shame them, and nail them. So 44 people killed in a mosque there in Niger. India wants to host the Commonwealth Games in 2030, and thereafter they want to host the Olympic Games. India wants to do a lot of things, but the world is seeing the apartheid system of India and Modi, how they treat the Muslims as second class and third class. He wants to build the Hindu state, like how Israel wants to build the Jewish state, and both of them are haramis and our arch enemy, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter number 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82, the last verse of the six Jews, the six Supara. This week, Sunday, today is Sunday, so the Sunday to come, the 30th of March, will be Eid. That is what Kuwait have said. They reckon we're using AI, we're using astronomical calendar, there's calculations. What moon story? All moon story is gone now. We must become modern. So you see, when they suffer from a complex, so that is what happens. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftiru li ru'yatihi." You start your fasting with the sighting of the crescent and the moon. You celebrate Eid al-Fitr first Shawwal with the sighting of the crescent and moon. So now Saudi Arabia, if you know, for the past 40 years, they've destroyed the Hajj, destroyed the Eid, destroyed the Ramadan, if you just know their history. So you watch, they will go this week Sunday with Eid, and they will tell you that the moon was sighted there in Tumeir. That is what will happen most probably. So remember, by us, the Eid will be Monday, inshallah, 31st of March, inshallah. Then the Pope is going to be discharged. You see that? So there's no hope for the Pope. They say you better go home and go there and you die there. So anyway, old Trump is busy with his revenge. So now the two women, he beat them, right? He can't fight men, he can only fight women. So Clinton and Hillary and Kamala, he removed their security clearance. You're not entitled to that, you're wasting our money and so forth. A ballistic missile from Yemen landed in Saudi Arabia. In our language, our Gujarati, Meman, all that, we say, Ek julab devano. You give them some, you understand? Julab, you make their stomach run, diarrhea. So this is just a sample. You know, Saudi Arabia, if you're going to start and join them, Israel and your so-called coalition, we will put the missiles and ballistic missiles straight in your yard. We will finish your capital up. this idiot donkey, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, in 2015. Nobody told him anything. He started attacking Yemen, and Yemen defeated him. So imagine that. The richest country and fighting the poorest country, and yet they can't beat them. So it means Yemen won. Remember that tonight, that is now Sunday night, is the 23rd night for us here in South Africa. One of the big nights and auspicious nights. Don't waste time. Inshallah, we should appreciate all these special occasions. Femicide increases in South Africa. What is femicide? The killing of the females. Every day in South Africa, three females are killed, either by their partners, either by their lovers, or either by somebody else. That is your constitution. They said in 1996, the best constitution in the world. Well, I told you that time, and I reiterate, that constitution is not worth the paper on which is written, where the death penalty is abolished. 30,000 spaza shop applicants, 30,000 of them were foreigners, you see. They running the show, and the people know that they will get cheap stuff there compared to the locals. So therefore, you can't get rid of them. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us and on the Ummah. Inshallah, today, Sunday, between 2 to 4, will be live Q&A on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, with Mawlana Khalid Yaqub and myself today between 2 and 4. I'm going for Fajr Salat. We'll be back around 5:30 to continue with the Q&A with Mawlana Salim. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.